good afternoon. Welcome to Billing Office. How can I help you?
I guess I wanted to talk to somebody about a surgery that I had.
One moment. Let me connect to my connection. Let me check my connection. Just one more moment. Okay. So please allow me to do 3 seconds. Just one more moment. And can you please help me with your date of birth?
4/5/85.
4/5/85. Okay. And what's your name?
Sarah Fisher.
Sarah Fisher. Am I right?
Mhm. Yes.
Okay. Then moment. And this is regarding to what type of service or for which date of service?
It was on the 26th of June.
Oh, June 26, 2025?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how may I help you regarding this claim?
The insurance told me to give you guys a call back because my deductible had been met, so I had paid you guys out of pocket. So I needed to see how I go about doing that.
Let me check. Okay, but I see here there is no balance for this date of service because insurance is already paid $389.15.
Right, but I also paid out of pocket and they said I shouldn't have because my deductible had already been met.
So you want me to check that still you have any deductible amount remaining or not, am I right?
I don't know how you call it, but they're saying that I shouldn't have paid any out-of-pocket because my deductible was met, so I shouldn't have had to pay an out-of-pocket with y'all.
Okay, so you want me to clarify that if your deductible is met at that moment, you need to pay out-of-pocket or not?
Right.
Yeah, so if your individual deductible amount is met and you have individual out-of-pocket amount, at that moment you are able to pay out-of-pocket.
Right. I don't think you understand what I'm saying, though. The insurance said that at the time that I paid, I think it was like $346 or something, that my deductible had already been met and I shouldn't have paid that. It would have been covered 100% because the deductible was already met.
Yeah. If the deductible amount is already met and you do not have any co-insurance at that moment, you need to pay out of pocket. But for the date of service, June 26, 2025, I cannot see any balance or remaining balance from insurance side or from your side.
It's a 4547.
Okay. I don't know what they mean then because it says that my part of that was supposed to be $0 and I paid out of pocket like $346 or something like that.
Let me check. Let me double check.
On the claim that they sent me, it said that my portion was $0 and they said I needed to call you guys because I paid $300 and something with y'all.
Let me check. But I cannot see any payment regarding $346.
For the surgery?
Yeah.
For what are you talking about? Because I paid. Yes, ma'am, I did. I paid it in the office.
But I see here you have paid only $25 on
no,
May 6, 2025.
Hold on 1 second, I can show you. Or I can
sure.
Pull that up. Hold on.
Sure.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
On the other one. It was...
This should be built with the appropriate code for this service.
354.85
Sorry, how much dollar you said?
354.85
Yeah, it's unapplied.
What does that mean?
Let me check the server moment. Just a second, I'm still verifying that information. Okay, so I see here insurance paid in a full amount, so insurance doesn't apply any patient responsibility, so it's your credit balance on our side, $354.85.
Okay, so how do I get that from you?
Okay, so you need to contact main office for getting refund.
Is that the one who just gave me your number?
Let me check the contact number.
I called 432-888-7455.
No, can I give you the correct contact number?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so the contact number I have is 432-888-7455.
Yeah, that's what you just told me to call you guys.
Oh, but whenever you want to receive any type of refund, you want to take that information from the main office. We are not able to help you in that type of information, like how can you get refund, because the main office is able to provide you the refund.
Okay, I'll call them back then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.